Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around as we are continuing with our theme week this week, where every video we and song we talk about here has something to do with money. By the time you're listening to this, we will be a few days away from tax day, April 15th. So we wanted to do something kind of cool. So we decided to, make everything about money, whether it be, songs about money, songs with money in title, that sort of thing. And the song I'll be doing today, we're actually going to be delving back to the 90s, right at the tail end of the 90s, 99, for probably one of the first big hits from this group, who would, of course, go on to spawn one of the biggest artists of the current day. The song I'm going to be doing today is Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child. This was, of course, off their album The Writings on the Wall, released on May 31st, 1999. Of course, this was their second album. That was their second album, The Writings on the Wall. And they already had a couple of smaller hits prior to this, but this was the one I think really put them on the map. Especially considering this is really right before they went through their first kind of big change as a quartet. By the time we get around to Say My Name from that same album, two of the members will have left and they'll be replaced. Delivered some a little, kind of drama there. But of course, if you are watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's a decent length video. It's about 4 minutes. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. And so we open up here inside this little salon here. Of course, the reason that they set this in the salon was as a tribute to Tina Knowles, of course, Beyonce's mother, who at the time was the Destiny's Child stylist. So they, kind of want to do this for her. And I mean, just right off the bat, you can definitely see just by watching these, the early videos of Destiny's Child. I think you knew immediately that Beyonce was going to be the breakout star. You can argue that maybe Destiny's Child was only formed to kind of, eventually be the one to launch her. But I mean, it's no different than any other, groups that form, whether it be like a boy band or a girl band or even a rock band, that are brought together. I mean, you don't really see too much with rock bands, but more so with groups like this, like I said, boy bands and girl bands from the late 90s, where just by looking at them, you can see one or two people that you think are going to eventually kind of break out and have solo careers. You can definitely say the same thing like with NSYNC, with Justin Timberlake, and a couple of other ones. But again, when you look at, just looking at Destiny's Child, you can just look at it and see that Beyonce was going to be something big, and I don't know if anybody expected her to be as big as she ended up as she currently is, but you just knew something was there with her, and you see it, could definitely see it here early on, as she's definitely kind of commanding the spaces with Destiny's Child. I mean, not to knock, Kelly or anybody else. I mean, like I said, this is pre-Michelle Williams coming in. She would, of course, be amongst the two left, and then she would be one of the replacements by the time their next album came out. Again, this is you're just looking at all the fashion and all the scenery around. I mean, this is definitely as late 90s as you can get, as we kind of get into the turn of the decade. Just again with the styles, the outfits, the hair, Yeah, it's again just like if you're looking ever for like a perfect snapshot of like this time frame, this particularly for women, this is definitely it. And kind of interesting little note here as well is that apparently in 2021, this song resurged in popularity on streaming platforms, particularly TikTok. It was claimed the most popular comeback track in the U.S. and U.K., which is kind of interesting. But again, I think just Again, a lot of that is just, people. I do wonder, like, current day, like 21, 20, like 23, 24, younger fans of Beyonce maybe didn't know that she started out in Destiny's Child, and they want to, they want to kind of go back and kind of show, kind of look at her early work and see how she grew into who she is today. I mean, because if you think about it, like I said, when you see her here, even though you, like I said, you knew she was probably going to be the breakout star, I can't see anybody back in 1999 thinking that Beyonce was going to become the huge star that she is today. I mean, she is like, let's say she's a pop icon. I mean, she, went on to have just such incredible dominance past Destiny's Child with her solo career, and again, still going really strong today. That you think about, 20 years down the road, when she's wrapped it up, she'll be looked at in kind of the same vein that maybe like someone from like when I started listening to music from. You talk about people like the 70s and 80s, that sort of thing. So just an interesting kind of thought to have. So, but there you go. There is Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child. Of course, kind of fitting the theme here as we are talking about money. So it's been a lot of fun doing these different theme weeks. I know we got some pretty cool ones coming up here in the future, so I'm looking forward to that. And again, thank you again for all your support. It's always a lot of fun to do these, like I said, and be sure to continue supporting us, not just on this feed, but on the other feeds. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.